Duri Martinez reads the mystery book that transports him to the forests of Connecticut and to the adventures of a boy in a raft on the Housatonic River. But Duri's neighborhood of Isleta doesn't have forests and is surrounded only by the Chihuahuan Desert on the United States-Mexico border. Leaves do not litter the ground like a multicolored carpet, as Duri imagines they do in Connecticut in October or November. Instead, hot, coarse sand covers the ground and swirls in the air with every gust of wind. At the library of Isleta High, Turi often loses himself in photographs of New England, church steeples, like sharp white cones piercing a blue sky, forests, dense and impenetrable, and layer after layer of misty green mountainsides in the faraway horizon. Duri imagines building a cabin deep in a thicket of trees, next to a brook where he can fish. He will have to acquire a taste for fish, which at present he doesn't have. He will find a secret place where his Aunt Seferina will never find him and his Uncle Ramon will never bother to look. Duri imagines it will be like a real version of where Charlie Brown lives, with doghouses like Snoopy's and thick snow in the winter, green baseball diamonds and pumpkin patches, and a Thanksgiving dinner at a long, jam-packed table with red candles. Connecticut is the kind of place where a boy can cut his own Christmas tree in the mountains behind his backyard. Duri imagines in this Connecticut that he will not be alone, yet not with someone like the woman with the big butt in the magazine that Duri taped on the blue wheelbarrow. He imagines someone beautiful and nice, someone still only a blur in his mind, someone who won't mind someone like him. Duri rereads the page where he stopped in the mystery of the mighty Housatonic River the night before. In the summer evening, the flashlight in his hand shakes as his eyes study the page.